I don't know if that's possible for the platform, but it would be a great addition to have blend shapes or shape keys added to the mesh imports. Even just having them named exactly after the default one, for example, may, you know, fire up the something that can play those blend shapes or shape keys, depending on the software you're using.
Yeah, that one it wouldn't be in scope for Bento, but it is certainly something that there's a lot of interest in. Everyone wants to, you know, be able to have updated avatars, but still take advantage of all of the infrastructure that we have for the current avatars. We're certainly not going to be able to get 100% of the way with that with Bento. In particular, the morphs that we use now as our blend shapes are created in a very old and custom way that only relates to the old avatar polygon meshes, which basically are handled in a completely different way from rigged meshes, the things that you can actually upload. So it would be basically we have to create all new infrastructure to be able to do blend shapes with the rigged meshes, as well as creating all new UI. So it would be an enormous project. I think Oz's avatar's head would probably explode if we tried to fit that into Bento. That could also be in the category of things we might consider for future work, but we'd have to have a lot of serious discussions about how to manage the scope of it. Something that involves a really big overhaul of the modeling system is, nice as it would be to have, is a fairly remote contingency at this point, just for scope reasons.
Consider that just the Bento project is probably going to turn out to be more than a calendar year and a substantial fraction of our engineering resources during it. A significant chunk of that time to have done this much. That would probably be at least as big.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would be bigger. We didn't have to create a lot of new infrastructure for Bento. It was more it was more extending what we already had. Yeah, so sorry, as we get closer and closer to the project shipping, we spend more and more of our time being just a buzzkill because we can't really tackle any new big projects and still get the thing out the door. But there's always there's always next year, and we'll continue to assess what looks to be useful and feasible and act accordingly.